Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. You're invited if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here, you've got Ian Mack. We're going to go overseas to Europe, where Bonnie's got a story about car regulations getting even worse.
This is just going to infuriate me. Yep. I know this is, I don't even know what this is about yet, but I have a feeling it's just going to infuriate me.
We don't have to live in Europe, at least.
Well, it's not that much better here. They're constantly regulating vehicles here. They're going to be putting in mandatory DUI checks into every new car starting in 2026.
And what's stop people
States.
From ripping them out.
Oh, they'll probably call the police on you or something like that if you try to disable it. I don't know. We haven't gotten all the details on that.
Can the police come to every single call that every single, if every single person starts ripping them out at once?
Well, you know that's not going to happen. Most people are going to do exactly what they're expected to do, which is go along with it.
That's pretty far, right? That's pretty, like, lots of people are going to hate that.
You would think.
Yeah.
You would think.
You would think.
But then again, most people don't drink and drive. They're going to be made in a way that will not be as in it won't be as in your face as the current setup. Like right now, I think a lot of them, there's like a tube that comes out of the dash or something.
Are they
right?
Really going to do this to every car?
That's what they said. 2026, perhaps. I mean, they may push it back, but they've already passed the legislation. It was part of the infrastructure bill, I think, that passed
last year. What does that have to do with infrastructure of anything?
It doesn't.
They bury all kinds of stuff in all kinds of bills.
So instead of having like a tube that you have to blow in to start the engine,
oh my God,
that's the current setup for these things. They will have a more technological version that will.
It's going to be lasers, according to Sarah.
Yeah, somebody said something about lasers. Another person said it would be some sort of a sniffer that would be able to detect alcohol in the air from your breath, in theory. Another one said there would be like some sort of an infrared scanner on your steering wheel that would be able to detect your blood alcohol content through your skin.
Oh my gosh.
So there's a bunch of potential kind of newfangled tech ideas.
And what if in like 20 years from now we find out those steering wheels end up causing cancer to people or something?
Oh, well.
They're like just doing stuff to your fingers without you having really any choice about it.
Well, your choice would be to not buy a new car ever again in that case.
And people want to know why I want to buy a V8. Like sports car right now.
Mm.
V8s are going the way of the dodo because the eco Nazis are coming down.
Oh yeah, outlaw that.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm a baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and muscle car dude. Mm. I am an American, and I like American things. And one of the things Americans are known for is loud, grumbly, ground pounding, gas guzzling, high horsepower muscle cars, and I want one.
I was going to say, you drive a Kia.
That's a work car, though. That is really for work. It does not make me happy at all. It's a pretty cool car for what it is, but it doesn't move me.
Right.
You have a fancier, or like a muscly car in New York, right?
No, in New York I have a 1976 Volkswagen Beetle.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the complete other end from muscly.
Well, I just knew it was like an older car. I couldn't remember what it was.
So what's going on in Europe, Bonnie?
According to CNN Business, Europe will require car makers to install speed limiters from 2022, which we're in 2022.
Wow. Okay.
What do they want to limit it to? Europe's already limited to 155 miles per hour, so what do they want to limit it to now?
Wow, cars... Never mind. I'll not ask that question. I was going to say, cars can go faster than that?
Oh, yeah.
How much faster?
I think the Bugatti Veyron or the Bugatti Chiron is a 277 mile per hour car.
Okay, I can see that with like a Bugatti, but like what about Ian's RAV4? How fast do you think that goes?
130.
Okay. Just wondering.
But for cars that are meant to do it, I mean they like Germany's full of AMG Mercedes. They're all capable of closing in on 200 miles per hour.
Yeah, what are they even have? They're going to have no reason to have the Autobahn anymore. But it doesn't say how fast they're going to limit it to.
Oh, really? Here
yet, I don't think. But it says new cars sold in Europe from 2022 will have to be fitted with systems to limit their speed.
Mm.
Under new safety rules agreed by the European Union, all new vehicles are required to have, quote, intelligent speed assistance systems as standard equipment. The EU rules don't mandate specific technology for the systems, which can be temporarily overridden by the driver. Some car makers have already developed ways of using GPS or cameras to detect posted speed limits and make sure vehicles adhere to them.
Wow.
Well,
total control.
Says European Commissioner Albita Binkowska said in a statement in that 2,500 people or 25,000 people are killed each year on European roads, with the vast majority of accidents being caused by human error.
So the answer to your question about what the limit will be is whatever the road, right? So that they're going by the GPS, they're going by, and we know that on, for instance, if you use Waze, which is a little map system that Google ended up buying a few years ago, mm-hmm. if you use Waze and probably
actually
Google Maps
too.
Yeah, that'll show you what the speed limit is on the road that you're on.
And it'll show you how fast you're going.
Correct. And it'll show you if you're going over, it'll turn the, you know, the numbers red and give you a heads up that, hey, you're going too fast. So they already have all the data they need to put this system into place.
Sure.
All these new cars are completely computerized as yep. far as their operation is concerned. So
yeah, I understand.
There's
so many libertarians out there with Teslas and stuff, and they're like, you know, they're like, they're so mouth-breathy when it comes to that. It's like, do you guys not understand that if you say the wrong thing politically, it's going to be a cop with a button on his dashboard that can mm-hmm. shut your car off
yeah.
from space?
Yep.
You
That's
know,
right.
You've got Elon Musk owning the, you know, creating the cars and running the satellites. And if he wants to work with the police, he will just deliver a button to the cops or whatever.
Hasn't OnStar had that ability for years?
Yeah, well, basically, yeah.
Elon Musk will probably just have the police mess with your Neuralink chip to where you don't want to go over the speed limit.
Yeah, right. It's going to be a hard instinct to overcome with me.
This says, with the new advanced safety features that will become mandatory, we can have the same kind of impact as when the safety belts were first introduced, that woman with the weird last name, European Commissioner, said. The rules, which also mandate crash data recorders and reversing data, were hailed by safety advocates, but others raised concerns over the risk of drivers becoming complacent and less focused on the road conditions, which is what we were talking about yesterday when Sarah called in and was saying, oh, they're going to make it to where cars basically drive themselves now. Isn't that so great? And we were pointing out to her, drivers are going to get complacent and just try to drive drunk more often. Most likely they're going to be like, oh, my car drives itself.
Sure. That's coming.
The European Automotive Manufacturers Association also has concerns about the technology. It warned last year of many infrastructure-related issues holding back its widespread application. It said that road signs are not standardized across Europe, making speed limits difficult to detect. Digital maps lack speed limit information for many roads.
Oh, so the Automotive Association isn't opposing this based on any kind of principle of,
right.
hey, our drivers should be able to drive on their own volition.
And nobody ever does. Everybody immediately capitulates with whatever the politicians and regulators are saying.
All these industry groups,
They come up with some clammy, milquetoast reasons why, I don't know if this is a good idea. What they should do is say, you know what, we're just going to build the cars, and people who buy them can drive them.
Yeah, that's what a principled group of people that actually gives a damn about their customers would do.
Correct.
But no, they are just whining about how, oh, well, we just don't know if you can implement this technology. We're skeptical, is basically what they're saying.
You might need to change all those speed limits in Europe first.
Which would actually be a boon for whatever company makes the speed limit signs that gets the contract. So there'd be a, you know, a great little nepotism deal there for somebody.
Yeah, I'm wondering if the speed limit signs can be digitized so that people who own fast cars can just hack them to read 188 mile per hour speed limit, and you know, that'd be pretty sweet.
This little caption under a picture here says, Volvo limits its car's top speed to 112 miles per hour for safety.
Wow. This is where the car nerds come in with the laptops and just tune that stuff right out of the car.
The number here is 603-283-6160, except they'll probably make that a felony or something.
Probably.
Like that. You go to prison for the rest of your life. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us and share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can join us here. Bring up whatever you want to discuss. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Matt, and Bonnie here in the studio tonight. We're talking about the new quote-unquote intelligent speed assistance technology that the European Union apparently is going to be mandating that all cars sold in Europe, sorry, new vehicles sold in Europe will be fitted with this system as of mid-July this year, or mid-summer this year, sometime in July. And Bonnie told us the story, and I asked if she, if her story had the details about exactly how they will stop people. And yours, you said it didn't. So I've got one here from the York Press in the UK that says that the limiters work in various different ways, but most reduce the engine's power by retarding the ignition rather than applying the brakes, since that might be a little more dangerous to just all of a sudden, you know, put the brakes on somebody's car. Danger drivers, they say, who try to speed will find their cars are unable to accelerate. Similar limiters are already fitted to powerful cars to prevent their engines from over-revving and causing damage. These systems will use one or a combination of the following. So if they discover that you are going too fast, if this automated system determines that you, based on GPS, where you are, what the speed limit of the road is, if they determine you are going too fast, they may give you an alert. And then if you do not comply on your own, it may do one of the following things. It may automatically reduce the engine's power. You just won't be able to get any more acceleration. Gently pushing the driver's foot on the accelerator backwards. So to have some sort of reverse pressure coming from the accelerator pedal.
Physical feedback.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds really dangerous, because what if somebody's just so used to that, they're like, you know, pushing the pedal differently than they would naturally want to push the pedal. I don't know. That just sounds dangerous to be messing with that.
You mean like if they feel it pushing back at them, they just push harder?
Yeah, and like maybe it stops and they're like speeding ahead. I don't know. It just sounds dangerous. You should be able to control that based on your own brain.
They will issue visual and audio alerts and potential pedal vibrations if the speed does not drop. So those are some of the things that they are planning on implementing.
It's gross. The whole world we're going into is like every dystopian novel and, you know, everything ever written that was dystopian. This reminds me of, this part is based on Rush's Red Barchetta. If you ever heard Red Barchetta by Rush, it's about, you know, going to his uncle's farmhouse and finding the old muscle car, the old sports car that he keeps hidden because it's illegal to have those now. And, you know, he's outrunning the cops in it and it's all analog.
I've heard the song, didn't know what it was about.
That's what it's about.
Bonnie, did you have a quote from some Volvo guy or something? I don't know if it was you or Matt, one of y'all mentioned during, because we somehow got talking about Volvo and being purchased by a Chinese company. And
It says Volvo, which is owned by China's Geely, said earlier this month they would stop its cars from going faster than 112 miles per hour. It said it's also considering other technology that could put stricter speed limits on cars driving near schools and hospitals. Quote, we want to start a conversation about whether car makers have the right or maybe even an obligation to install technology in cars that changes their driver's behavior. That's Volvo CEO Håkan Samuelsson.
That doesn't sound to me like they are actually wanting to hear what other people think.
No.
It sounds like they've made up their mind, and they're just using these terms like, oh, we wanted to have a conversation about...
with regulators.
Well, yeah, right. That's probably who they're actually talking to. But he makes it sound like, we want to talk with our drivers and see what they think about it. And no, they're going to do this regardless, because the government is going to mandate it, and these companies are all too quick to jump through the hoops.
And, you know, Volvo is a great company to do that, because... not to insult any Volvo drivers in the audience, but they're techie nerds and they're dorks, and they tend to be followers.
Okay.
Yeah, let's put it this way. Ithaca, New York is crammed with Volvos. It always has.
It's a college town, right?
It's not that it's a college town. It's just an extremely left town. Extremely left.
Tends to be
I guess
towns.
One way is the other. Yeah, there's
and
two colleges.
An Ivy League one, right?
Yeah,
it?
Cornell University and Ithaca College are both there. So.
That Ithaca Dollar guy was there, and he was such a leftist.
Right.
Is it called the Ithaca Dollar?
Yeah, you're thinking the Ithaca Hour.
Hour, yeah.
Any other thoughts on this car situation?
tons, but more than I want to pack into this episode of Free Talk Live.
And it's bad news. And if they're doing it in Europe, why wouldn't they try it here, too? You know, these people are control freaks.
Big time.
And they're already, you know, like we said, they're already mandating DUI checks in all new vehicles come 2026. There's no reason why this couldn't be in the next mandatory car package. And, of course, it all brings the costs up. It all you know, all the new things they want to throw under the hood and in the dash just makes it so these cars are even more expensive than they already are. And, of course, they're already way expensive because of inflation. And they're not going to get any cheaper, not with all these mandates.
A lot of the things they want to do to cars, the first thing I think of is they want to make it to where you can't get away from the government. Like, if you're getting, you know, chased by them or something, you can't go any faster.
Or you said something wrong on Facebook, and now they're just going to turn off your car. You're going to go out and get in the car in the morning, try to start it up, and it's going to do nothing and say, please call administrator to find out what you did wrong on the internet last
night. You're banned for 12 hours.
That's right.
Once your Twitter ban expires, we'll let you drive again.
And it's like those self-driving cars that would know where the roads are and stuff. I have always said I don't want to be restricted from driving off-road if I need to.
And, you know, I took you, as soon as I got the Kia, I took you for a ride in it because that has some self-driving attributes to it that are
pretty freaky.
What do you think about them as a guy that likes to drive? I don't like them.
I think it's pretty cool, like the technology, but I don't need that in the car. I don't need that. I think the purpose of it. So the Kia isn't really. It'll self drive for a period. I have a Kia Niro hybrid, and it'll drive itself for a short period of time before it starts to yell at you and throw alarms, and then it'll just shut off the self driving stuff and veer you into a guardrail if you don't pay attention.
Okay.
It wants you to drive the car. But for a while it will, and I think the purpose of it is to.
It's got the lane stuff, right?
Yeah, lane keep assist and you know, reactive cruise control, and it can sense a car in front of you. It'll just slow down and keep pace with it or whatever.
Yeah, Mark Edge's car has that stuff too, the Honda that he's got.
It does it, yeah.
And I've driven with it when we went to New York a couple years ago. I drove with it, and it just bothered me. I don't know. As somebody who enjoys driving, I didn't like having this other thing in control.
And I'm with you there. I mean, like I said, that car for me is a business. That's a work car. That's a traveling long-distance over-the-road car. And for that, it's really optimal. It's a really, really great car. It does that job very, very well. And I think the purpose of that lane keep assist is basically to, there's a safety factor involved, but also I think it kind of, it's
well, sure, for
less
people that
fatiguing.
Aren't paying attention.
You're not steering as much. It's less fatiguing on a long trip. It's pretty, it's kind of nice. So for that reason, I like it. As far as a driver's car goes, as far as getting sideways and making lots of noise and throwing lots of smoke and spent rubber and just sucking 6 miles to the gallon, it doesn't do that. And all that stuff is so fun. And I'm never going to be able to do an a traffic course with it and, you know, race a parking lot with it with my friends on a Saturday afternoon. It's never going to happen in that car.
We got more coming up. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. The number is 603-283-6160. Crackdown's happening in Hong Kong. We'll tell you what they're doing. They're rounding people up who support democracy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News. two top Republican lawmakers who are also mothers are demanding the Biden administration's FDA immediately address the nationwide shortage of baby formula. Representative Ashley Hinson of Iowa and House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik of New York sent a letter demanding answers. Representative Stefanik.
House Republicans are here to push for action from the FDA and the Biden administration, who should have had a plan for this shortage months ago.
The nationwide supply of infant formula has decreased 40% since April, while Abbott Laboratories announced a Similac recall, which exacerbated those shortages. In related news, there's no escaping the pain at the pump. AAA updated the national average on Thursday, showing prices up a penny to $4.41 a gallon. That's 17 cents more than last week. This is USA Radio News. A federal appeals court says a California law banning sales of semi-automatic weapons to people under 21 years of age is unconstitutional. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the 10-month-old law infringes on Second Amendment rights. The judge cited the young adults who fought and died in the American Revolution to help establish America and eventually the Constitution that protects the right to bear arms. Republicans are pushing back against Democrats who have remained silent on abortion rights protesters setting up shop outside Supreme Court justices' homes. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
All America should agree that judges and juries ought not to be subjected to threats or intimidation campaigns. They want to use intimidation to influence the outcome in a pending case.
Someone leaked the 98-page draft to Politico earlier this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Join us here at Bring Up Whatever. If you want, the number 603-283-6160. Whether you want to comment on the new regulations in Europe that are going to mandate that this summer all new cars be fitted with some sort of technology that is going to basically tell you you can't speed and force you to stop speeding. You want to comment on that? You're welcome to do so. Ian, Matt, and Bonnie in the studio. Let's go to Alu Axelman calling us from New Hampshire, where
What's up, Alu?
Co-publisher over at the Liberty Block. Hey, Alu.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
So last night I officially published my book I've been working on for around a year. It's my longest book, and I think my best book. It's called Presumed Guilty. It's all about how DC politicians destroy due process and how we can restore it. And obviously, I'm sure you guys know the ending of the book, but maybe I'll keep it as a bit of a secret for readers who want to know the whole book. But what I realized throughout writing the whole book is almost every violation of due process, including the surveillance in the vehicles that you were talking about in the last segment, that I think I've been warning about since 2017. When I was on radio in Connecticut on AM radio, early 2017, I was warning about the inevitable, like it was inevitable that they're going to have speed limiters and intoxication checking if you're intoxicated or driving distracted or impaired. and surveilling and speed and speed monitors. They already have governors. They already really can, like Bonnie said, if you run away from the government, they can shut down your car. They already can if they really want to with OnStar and other programs. Right. Every car has that.
No, not every car has OnStar, but they're going to get to the point.
Probably
where,
every new car, right?
No, I don't know if every new car has OnStar. It's a,
car
it's
after
a package.
Like 96 or something.
It's an optional package.
But yeah, I mean, that's inevitable, but they're going to make it even easier, what they said a few months ago. I think they made it even easier to shut down your car. But yeah, now I saw an article a few days ago about the iPhone is going to integrate. It's going to be so great because then your iPhone learns that you said anything inappropriate and you're essentially a bigot or insurrectionist. Maybe it'll shut down your car. Mm-hmm. That'll be amazing. But I talk about the surveillance stuff in vehicles and violations of privacy without due process a lot throughout the book. So there are a few chapters on traffic law, surveillance, obviously NSA, and overall just the federal government spying on us. But overall, the solution is going to be from decentralizing from D.C. and then decentralizing down further to the individual. That's the only solution to this.
Yeah, absolutely true, and that's one of the reasons why you're one of the biggest promoters here in New Hampshire of the idea of independence, not just for New Hampshire, but for anyone that wants it. And you were recently in a great panel discussion that took place at the Liberty Forum. Bonnie and I had the pleasure of attending that event and got to see that happen live. But that video is now online, and the Free State Project has it on their Odyssey and their YouTube channel. I linked to it over at nhexit.us for anybody that hasn't seen it. You should drop in. It's about an hour long, not quite an hour long panel with a great question and answer section, plus the great Daniel Miller from the Texas Nationalist Movement was there. He's the president of that movement, and man, he really added a lot to the panel. He's been at this for decades and had a lot of experience and was really a great communicator for the ideas of independence.
Yeah, he's amazing, and he just told me he's going to try to come to the podcast for a day or two
nice. This
time. We're hoping maybe on Tuesday to have a panel with Daniel, me, my dad, maybe a few others, maybe Matt, who started the New Hampshire Independence PAC, and maybe a few others, some other movements. Dan also got us in touch with the guys from Puerto Rico, Exit Movement, because they want to leave the union.
Oh, I haven't heard anything about Puerto Rico. I know that every now and then they have a vote to stay or go or join the United States as
a
state.
Yeah, they always vote to not join as a state.
A guy named Javier Hernandez, super smart guy, speaks a trillion languages, very, very smart. He wrote the book Prexit for Puerto Rico. So I just got that book. I'm looking at it now.
Oh, cool.
I'll read it at some point soon.
Where can somebody go to?
There are a few others too.
Where can somebody go to order your new book?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, thanks for reminding me. It's on Amazon right now. I self-publish it. So the paperback and ebook are on Amazon. If you just search Amazon for Guilty, you'll find it. Or look for my name, Ali Axelman. Or go to Liberty Block. It's all over there on Liberty Block on every page of most. And I just wrote an article about how I published the book and stuff. The audiobook, hopefully, thanks to Monty, hopefully coming soon in the next few weeks. The audiobook, I'm super excited about that, too.
Me, too. So if anybody here wants to, I didn't know if you wanted me to announce that yet, but if anyone listening wants to hear an audiobook read by me, I'm reading the audiobook for Presumed Guilty.
Yeah, you definitely want to order it. Go to libertyblock.com and just check Ali's latest article for links, because if you just search Presumed Guilty without using your name, you get all manner of like videos, and it's a title that's been around for a while, so you gotta be specific which one you want.
Awesome.
Yeah, anything else you want to share with our audience tonight, Alu?
I think that's all for now. I'm feeling pretty crappy, so I can't even talk without coughing.
All right, best wishes. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Check him out at libertyblock.com. The dude never stops.
Is it the Liberty Block?
Just libertyblock.com. He's always blogging. He's always doing activism. I think he just bought the custom license plate NHExit for New Hampshire, which is pretty awesome.
He never stops.
So, yeah,
dude. Yeah, I'm surprised.
Energizer Bunny.
I think the him saying he's sick is just a cover. He's really a robot.
All right, so let's go to China and get another update. We've been talking a lot about the lockdowns in Shanghai, but that's not all that's been going on. The Chinese government has been targeting Hong Kong recently. I mean, they've been targeting them ever since they took over back in the late 1990s from the British that had control for, I think, a 99-year lease, and then they had to give that up over to the central communists in Beijing. And ever since then, they've been slowly whittling away at any sense of independence that Hong Kong might have had. And according to The Guardian, in a report filed a couple of weeks ago, free media in Hong Kong has now almost completely been dismantled. by the government crackdown, clearing the market for an expanded pro-Beijing state-owned media sector, said a new report by UK-based advocacy group Hong Kong Watch came after their Correspondents Club announced it was suspending its Human Rights Press Awards because it didn't want to unintentionally violate the city's wide-ranging national security law imposed in 2020 by Beijing. The working environment for local and foreign journalists in Hong Kong has become increasingly difficult, said the report, detailing the widespread use of lawfare against journalists. You guys know what lawfare is, right?
That's like using laws to wage war against people you don't like.
Yeah, basically you bring lawsuits against people.
Oh,
and yeah, you bring lawsuits against them and you just load them up with so much court stuff that they can't get anything done.
Hmm.
And they're just tied up forever in courts, and now their new job is fighting in court.
That's horrible.
The federal government's kind of using that against the host of this show,
right?
The Crypto 6 situation. Mm-hmm. Although in that case it's criminal, in this case it may or may not be.
In library, that's
sure. Library.
Library.
LBRY.com tied up with the SEC for now 4 years, spending millions of dollars to try to defend that case. So going after them with national security law, acts of intimidation and police violence, mass sackings, and government intervention or censorship of outlets. It noted the redefinition by police of who constitutes a journalist, the pending introduction of a fake news law, and the criminalizing of traditional research methods. Since the 2019 pro-democracy protests, a crackdown has seen the closure of Apple Daily, Stand News, and other independent media. Sources and citizens now fear retribution or legal consequences for even speaking to the remaining journalists. A government intervention has stripped the public broadcaster there, RTHK, of its former editorial independence, and a chilling effect has spread across remaining media, with some engaging in alarming levels of self-censorship. In one example, Chris Wong, a former news presenter with the TVB broadcaster, described Hong Kong Watch's attempts to report on the attack on pro-democracy counselor Andrew Chu in 2019, whose ear was bitten off. The attack was evidenced by clear photographs and video, the report noted. Quote, the script the editors provided said Mr. Chu's ear fell off naturally somehow.
God.
Nobody did anything. It wasn't a bite, and the ear just fell to the floor. The editors didn't want to cover violence by pro-Beijing blue supporters. Because
why even cover it at that point?
Right.
Just lie and say, yeah. Oh, it fell off for natural causes. He got sudden frostbite or whatever.
That's psychotic.
It's insane. But these are people who are, you know, like these car companies, just obedient. They're going to do what they're told. They don't want to end up in the Chinese gulag. So now they're just carrying water for the Communist Party. The number is 603-283-6160. If you're in Hong Kong and you aren't out yet, you better consider doing that as soon as you can. There's more coming up here, and you can join us. 603-283-6160.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open here where you still have some freedom to speak. Luckily, we're not located in Hong Kong, where the mainstream media is under fire. Any media is under fire there by the Chinese government. That's not to say things aren't happening similarly in the United States. I mean, the mainstream media here has been a government lapdog for decades. But here they're just kind of scratch each other's back. It's like a mutual agreement where if you don't do what the government wants you to...
Yeah, a couple of FBI employees posing as, news readers.
Yeah, they may be doing that. I don't know if there's evidence for that.
It's almost a certainty, though.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. But no, here they incentivize the media to behave in the way they want them to by saying, oh, well, if you don't hop to and do what we say, then you won't get to interview any of our politicians.
Or they will incentivize them to do what they say by FBI raiding, no-knock raiding places that don't do what they say.
Yep,
like
that
Project Veritas.
Yeah, and maybe we'll get into Project Veritas tomorrow night because there's a new video where I guess an FBI agent has come out. Well, not fully. He's like in the shadows, right? But supposedly he's come forward and was interviewed.
It's like a voice...
He modified his voice, yeah, where he's talking about how they're targeting media, apparently. And I haven't watched the video. Bonnie, you saw some of it today. I don't know if you watched
it. I listened to the whole thing.
You did.
But
okay.
It was like I was getting kind of bored in some parts, so I didn't really pay attention to some parts. But
yeah, we'll take a closer look at that tomorrow. But for right now, focusing on where things are definitely getting worse at a much quicker clip, that is in Hong Kong, where they're giving us some examples here at The Guardian of just how they're cracking down. Just totally manufacturing alternative versions of stories. In 2019, they give an example of a pro-democracy counselor who was attacked, ear bitten off by pro-Beijing forces, and the editor of this particular television broadcaster there, the RTHK public broadcaster, insisted that they report that the man's ear fell off on its own. But it had nothing to do with a violent attack.
Absolutely.
Or a bite.
Bonkers.
Why even report at that point? Just don't report on it.
Yeah.
Hey, look, everybody. Socialism's working.
Wang also said they were ordered to call protesters black shirts and to not cover their press conferences while running the press conferences by the police in full. Quote, unfortunately, TBB damaged the reputation of its journalists, and because of their reputation, all their former employees are living and working under a lot of public criticism. The report also detailed multiple acts of police violence against journalists during the protests, including some which appeared targeted. And then they go into just so many of, you know, so many different examples of this. I'll put up the full story for you on our social media over at social.freetalklive.com.
It sounds like the level of bleakness that can only come from extreme statism.
Yep. The report also accused papers of publishing propaganda, including descriptions of a 2021 vote for the Legislative Council as, quote, the most successful since handover, unquote, meaning handover from Britain to the Chinese, despite a historically low voter turnout of only about 30%. The general public for now can still get news from remaining free media and international outlets, quote, but in terms of Chinese language local media, they really have a much narrower choice, and the danger then is they're getting info filtered through the lens of Beijing's propaganda. And if I recall correctly, there was supposed to be, like, I don't know if it was a 30-year or a 50-year transition period. So when the Chinese took over in 1997, I think it was, from Great Britain, it wasn't an instant crackdown. They didn't come in and bring the troops, you know, in the next day. It's been this slow dripping.
They literally said they were going to boil the frog slowly.
And did they say
that? Boils, well, when they tell you they got a 30 to 50 year transition plan, that's basically saying we're going to boil the frog slowly. And then the frogs all stayed in the pot anyway.
Right. Yeah, if communism is so great, why couldn't they just jump right into it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because they had to, like you say, they had to propagandize people. Mm-hmm. They had to take over the schools. They had to slowly silence the protests and change out the guard of the city council. And
get rid of the statues that memorialize Tiananmen
Torture
Square.
Or whatever. Yeah, Tiananmen. So that's one example. And then another one here from the Australian news, news.com.au. China's now rounding up pro-democracy advocates in a new chilling crackdown on those wanting a different future for the nation. China's begun rounding up notable pro-democracy advocates, including one of the most senior Catholic clerics in Asia and a well-known Cantonese pop star, in a move that's been blasted as deeply troubling. In a new low, Beijing came out swinging in defense of itself today after the arrest of a 90-year-old Catholic cardinal under Hong Kong's national security law triggered international outrage and deepened concerns over Beijing's crackdown on freedoms. Retired Cardinal Joseph Zen, one of the most senior Catholic clerics in Asia, was among a group of veteran democracy advocates arrested Wednesday for, quote, colluding with foreign forces, unquote.
The Vatican?
Who knows? I'm sure they'll have a secret trial.
I wonder if it is the Vatican. I bet that's who they're talking about.
Next show that I'm on, I should talk about this for show prep. It says the Hong Kong pop star Denise Ho was a pro-democracy activist, and she was arrested at her home. That's interesting.
Yep, she was the next person mentioned in the article. They also arrested a veteran barrister, that's another word for an attorney, Margaret Ng, and prominent cultural studies scholar were also arrested, and the latter arrested as he attempted to fly to Europe to get the hell out. So they snatched him up before he could leave.
You are property of the state.
Yep.
And that's true here, too. Just FYI, don't go around the United States acting like you're any freer than they are. You
like
might be, but it's only on its face.
Yeah, that's why I say I'm glad we can still at least have the semblance of free speech here.
Yep. If we ever want it to be real, you got to stop sitting around and do something to make it real. I think we're doing a pretty good job here in New Hampshire.
I think if you are just, you're ignorant about the fact that the government actually controls your body and life and everything, start off by actually reading Alu's book. As I'm reading it, doing the audiobook, that perfectly sums up how you don't have any actual control over your own life in the United States.
That's Presumed Guilty by Alu. Alu Axelman.
Yeah, it's just an illusion, and the differences between here and North Korea and China are really just in degrees. It's not to say that we shouldn't be grateful for having relative more freedoms in some ways.
Not grateful to government.
That's what I was exactly thinking. Not grateful to the government. Grateful to the people who have held them off for as long as they have in America.
Yep, and if you want to hold them off longer, the best thing you can do for yourself, if you're a libertarian or a voluntarist or a liberty-loving anarchist, is start planning your move to New Hampshire. Don't delay. Get here as soon as you possibly can. Come here this year if you can. If not, next year, get here and don't wait, because before you know it, you might not be able to leave wherever you are. And that sounds crazy, but it could be the case.
We've watched this accelerate over, I mean, just in the last 5 years, you can watch it. COVID was a dead giveaway. You know, if anybody didn't see it through COVID, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, if that didn't wake you up, and if you weren't already making plans, then wake up.
If that didn't wake you up, you must be, like, zero pulse rate at this point. You must be dead.
And I feel really bad for the libertarians who are still focusing on the National Libertarian Party, and they're all geared up to go to the convention at the end of this month, and they're going to, we're going to take it back over for freedom. And it's like, oh, well, good luck.
I'm excited for that to just be over so I can stop seeing tweets about it.
Oh, they'll still be drama after that's all over. Something's going to happen where some group disagrees with another group's interpretation of a vote or whatever, and they'll be fighting over who got elected, and it's not going to end. And if the Mises Caucus does take over the party, well, good for them. Now you have the control over a completely ineffective national organization that no one pays any attention to.
High five.
Yeah. If you want to actually make a difference, then you got to be in New Hampshire, where the libertarians are not only paid attention to, but they are attacked in hit campaigns. They have postcards that are mailed out against libertarian candidates here, the free staters that run for office. They are attacked regularly in mainstream media, in letters to the editor. The statists out there are doing anti-free stater seminars about us. They're doing anti-free stater protests on the streets. They're buying advertisements to try to oppose us. They started a podcast to go against the free staters. No one anywhere in any libertarian party outside of New Hampshire ever has this kind of effect.
True story.
It cannot be accomplished because there just aren't enough of you.
And the best part about the whole thing is every time those opponents open their mouths, it reads like a Move Here ad.
It sure does.
For the Free State Project, for the Liberty Migration. It sounds to any Liberty type person, wow, that sounds awesome. What are these people complaining about? Oh.
And the protests are usually like four people on the side of the road, a bunch of like old government lovers that
they're always
don't
old,
even really
oldsters.
Make sense. They won't talk to you if you go up and try to have a conversation with them.
That's true. That's because they don't know what to say. They don't want to have
a
conversation.
Oh, I hate freedom.
They wouldn't admit that.
Exactly. But, that's why they don't want to say it.
Out of time for tonight. Back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. We'll post both of these Hong Kong stories at social.freetalklive.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina.
We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.